Mandy, don't film the side of my head, please.
Back of my head. Back of your head
is ridiculous.
Good. Okay. Hello, Ash.
Hello, Taryn. Can we leave the back of your head is ridiculous in the intro? Because that was funny.
No, that's funny.
No one needs to know. No one's going to know.
Okay.
Taryn didn't get ready for you guys today.
Guys, I put on the only bit of makeup I have on my face was with a dry
beauty blender. That's when you know you're in a specific type of spot.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ash, did you know? Wait, where'd my fun fact go?
Pull yourself together.
Oh, I picked this one specifically because of you, because you sneeze a lot.
I do sneeze a lot.
We sneeze a lot.
We sneeze a lot. Together, we have more allergies than all of you guys combined.
Literally. That's one of the reasons we bonded. We were like, allergies?
Yeah. And
Claritin
then
it is,
if you know me at all, it's like a running joke that I can never sneeze just once. Like it's a minimum
it's like three to four times
always. It's annoying.
I've learned to like wait. So like you'll start and there's been times where like you only do two. And then I wait for a while and I'll like turn and look at you like,
I'll be like, oh my God, that was only
did
two.
Did she die like halfway through? Yeah. Did you know that if you sneeze too hard, you could fracture a rib?
I have heard that.
How?
I have heard that. I forget who it was. Someone I knew in high school. Or maybe he coughed. I don't know. I know. I've heard that's a thing.
Maybe I'm stupid, but like how? Because muscles are attached
lots
to
of
it.
Pressure. Yeah. Yeah. I think
so
if you
it, like, pulls
some
it?
Strong abdominal muscles really crunching, you know.
I don't have those, so I should be safe.
No worries. Don't worry about it.
That's all I got.
Well, lovely.
Great start. Welcome to the
great start.
You threw me off by exposing my oily hair. So
your hair looks great. I think you need to.
I brought a brush.
You're overthinking
so frequently.
It.
I feel like have we talked about before how the one episode where I had a bald spot the entire, we talked about that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I told, so it's like a thing now when I come in and if I know my hair's gross, I'm always like, Michaela, just watch my head for me. She'll be like, it looks fine.
It looks fine. She's just saying it. It looks horrible. She's just trying to get you to record.
I have a cowlick right at like the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So if my hair is not like first, second day clean, it starts to show and it like splits. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and I don't know why that's like a massive insecurity of mine.
You got to blow dry it.
I do blow dry it.
No, I mean like after like the second day, like you have every like morning you need it? To re-blow dry that spot.
Do you like wet it?
Yeah.
And then just re-blow dry it?
Yeah. With a round brush.
Okay. Anyways.
You'll never stop learning, guys. Even at 34.
I don't want to talk about it.
Five.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like sometimes I'm like, I learn things that I'm like, how have I gone this long?
Yeah, I was just going to.
Being a woman.
Like, what have you never tried re-wetting and blow drying it?
Not at all.
That's fascinating to me.
Not at all.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back. We're going to detour from Taryn's hair journey and get back to you guys. Hello. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome.
That's Taryn.
Yes. That's Ashley.
And we're here. We survived. We made it. How are you, Taryn?
I'm good.
How are you doing, Taryn?
I'm good. I'm tired.
That did not sound
confident. I'm so tired. Which it's funny because
whoa, I just had deja vu. You said that exactly before on the podcast when I've asked you how your weekend was. No, you've said, I'm tired. I'm so tired. You said it.
Oh, I cried at Coachella. Coachella episode after Coachella when we were like,
I forget when it was, but there's a clip of you saying that exactly with the same like inflection and everything.
I'm sorry. It's, you know, it's part of my personality at this point.
No, it literally was like a deja vu moment. I was like, I've heard this before.
I've told you the theory of deja vu that I heard that changed my life.
Matrix?
No. Someone told me that deja vu is moments in your life where, like, you know you're in the exact place that you should be. Mm. So, like, when you have one of those moments, it's like...
I love that.
Just the universe, God, whoever you think, telling us you're in the exact place you should be. So then it changed from being, like, trippy and creepy to, like... beautiful.
Affirming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I don't think I've talked about it on the pod, but I did my surgery and I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired of giving updates about my surgery. So I'm not going to like go into detail. If you would like to know, I did post a video on my channel.
We posted it on our socials.
Taryn and I. Yeah, we posted a link to it. So if you want like the detailed description of what happened, you can go there. Also, the freaking craziest thing, because I've been dreading filming that video. I had been waiting for a call from my surgeon for over 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And when I was like, I just need to get it over with and film this video. I sit down to film and like 2 minutes into filming, my surgeon called with the results.
Wild timing.
So it's actually all on film, which I like debated putting in, but I also was like, it felt weirdly like it was meant to happen because of the circumstances. Mm-hmm. So that's in the video too. But all in all, half of my thyroid got removed. Surgery went great. One of the tumors ended up being cancerous, but it's out and I'm recovering.
Cancer free baby.
Yes. So, but yeah, that's all the energy I have on the update. But definitely, if you're curious, you can watch the video. And now I'm just trying to figure out my thyroid levels and moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Moveon.com.
Moveon.com.
Yeah. But that's all I got. What about you, Ash?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I had, you know what I did today or this weekend?
What?
I learned how to do a wing liner.
Nice.
Like, well.
You've always, I mean, well, I did it for you for
no,
a while.
No, I've never been able to do a wing liner. It's
Close
something.
Your eyes. It looks great.
It's something I've never succeeded at. They always looked horrible. And I've refrained from doing for like my entire life because it just looks so bad. I'll have someone else do it. And I love when someone else does it. But I figured it out. It's an angled brush and it's eyeshadow. It's not liquid liner. It's not trying to freehand a wing. I can't. That's not physically. Yeah. That's not my cards to play. But eyeshadow is working. So I think my next step is going to be taking the eyeshadow, doing the wing, and then going over it with a liquid liner.
I was just going to say, like, tracing it is great.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of videos.
Eyeshadow is fun because you can, like, mess with different colors, too, and do, like, a lighter brown or whatever. Mm-hmm, but, yeah, I love that eyeshadow trick.
Yeah, oh, it was good. I finally feel like I did it, you know? I feel so accomplished. Only because it's been years in the making, that's why.
You know, we all learn things.
We all learn
things. Blow dry your hair. in the morning.
Use eyeshadow for eyeliner.
Come here if you want to learn how to be a woman.
How to do womanly things.
Learn before us. We have an announcement.
Oh, we do have an announcement.
We have an announcement.
Yeah, we do. It's a good one.
I don't know how to say it. We didn't practice this, but we
should have done like a rehearsal or something.
We got awarded. Did.
The Signal Award.
For?
How to.
Best How to and Advice Podcast.
Podcast.
Basically, we are officially the best podcast in the entire world.
That's what they said. Not us. I'm just reiterating what they said.
We were like tripped out that we even got nominated. Uh-huh. And then obviously huge thank you to all of you because I think it was by voting because we had that link for voting. Mm-hmm. So we won, y'all.
We won, guys.
I don't know if there's like a show we're going to go to or like what's the next step.
I want a trophy.
I'll buy you a trophy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's make a trophy. Yeah.
You buy me a trophy, I buy you a trophy.
Michaela, if one of these mics go missing.
And it's dipped in gold.
And mounted to a plaque.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't us.
We were super excited. It was very, like, trippy to, like, hear.
It also was kind of great timing because we recorded our 200th episode very recently. Mm-hmm. And this happened right after. So it's all of these things, including my deja vu moment, saying that we're doing the right thing. We're in the right place.
Yes.
Doing the right thing. We love you guys. Thank you so much for the love and support and for getting us the award. And,
Yeah.
That's our announcement today.
That's what's going on.
Let's get back into the episode. Yeah. I have an excellent turn it up today.
Okay, I'm excited.
And I'm just like, I'm just so excited to say it. I've been holding on to this for a second. And I'm ready to go. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Tearing it up. I'm not going to say the title because it gives it away. Hello, girls. This literally just happened to me, and I am so embarrassed and mortified that I just had to get it off my chest by writing in to you guys.
Ugh, those are always the best one when it's like, it just happened.
Yeah, they're like, you immediately thought of us. We're doing something right.
Honored.
Imagine. It's 10 a.m. on a Friday morning. You're sitting in your PJ bottoms, rocking it commando style since 9 p.m. yesterday. Braless, obviously, because I'm not a psycho. Then, a knock on the door. Me, excited as hell. I think it's the Amazon package that I ordered forever ago. I look through the peephole and I see a man with his daughter. That information is important for later. So as any kind of neighbor, I open the door thinking they're selling Fin Mints and I'm about to cop myself a box. They get to telling me that they're from the church. But I'm in a conversation now, and I can't just back out of it. Let's remember, PJ pants, dirty t-shirt, no bra, no underwear. All of a sudden, my dog, a 5-month-old black lab, comes bounding down the stairs trying to get outside. I try to grab the puppy, and in doing so, he somehow gets his back legs through the waist of my PJs. And is now thrashing about trying to get out of my arms.
Oh, God.
Again, remember, standing at the door, talking to the man and the daughter from the church, rocking it commando in PJs with a thrashing dog in your arms.
We all see where this is going.
This thrashing causes him to quite literally pull my pants down. And now I'm standing there, coochie in the wind, dog in my arms, and the most horrified look on my face. The pair standing outside, who I am still trying to keep a conversation with.
How?
Mentions, they'll come back later at a better time.
They were never seen from again.
I've never seen a Jehovah's Witness run that fast off a property before, and I am now scarred for life. I will never be opening my door ever again. I really hope you got a kick out of this story because I don't think I'll ever live this down in my own mind. Thank you, girls, for all that you do. I hope you read it on the podcast so my experience wasn't for nothing.
That's so rough.
It's such a bummer. Like, the whole time you're just like, know.
Like, what are you even supposed to do? Yeah. I don't know how she just kept standing there. I would have, like, melted.
I would have, like, panicked. I would have, like, fallen to the floor, like, collapsed, trying to, like, hide every inch of me. Yeah. The title was Showing My Coochie to a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
That's so brutal.
That's just one of those things when you're like, I should have planned this better. I should have, like, not opened the door. I should have, like, put the dog away first. Yeah. I should have put, like, a robe on first. Like, something could have happened to prevent this, but you just weren't thinking, you know?
Am We've I all the been only there. One? I don't ever open my door. Like, I have to absolutely know who's coming. Like, if I know, like, oh, I have a maintenance guy coming from the apartment to, like, fix something. Mm-hmm. But I always tiptoe to the door so no one can hear me and look silently. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if it's someone I'm like, I don't really know them or what they want, like, I won't answer.
Yeah. I also wonder if that's, like, because when I lived with my parents growing up, we used to open the door all the time. The older I got, the less I opened the door. Well, maybe it's all the murder podcasts I listen to.
I was
to.
Just going to say, that was when we were just ripe, innocent kids. And now we know of 365 ways to kill someone.
Yeah, but you know what? My dad still, if we could, you know, no hate, but if someone came soliciting towards the door and it was obvious, we didn't open the door for that.
Yeah.
I was like, hi, nobody has time today to sit and chat.
Yeah. I mean, usually, like, I'll unless you have like, cookies. Oh, thank you. I love Jesus too. Yeah. And then I can, like, get away with that. But yeah. That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's so good. I'm so glad. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for sending that in, because that just made my whole damn day.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Cool. Well, shall we jump on in?
Let's get on into it.
Jump on in. My story.
If you pony, let's do it.
Okay.
My pony. You said jump on it. And
I don't know what
like
made
a...
that worse. Like the fact that you were singing so quiet. So it was like, huh?
I didn't want to scream the lyrics. But oh my God, have you seen the like Apple Music trailer for Rihanna doing the Super Bowl?
Oh my God.
Chills. Actual full body chills.
I've like given up in my like my just trying to be very positive and manifesting mind. I was like, maybe I can go somehow. Like maybe I can weasel my way into something.
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I was gonna try to be supportive because I was like, is she serious?
I would like.
We're not getting invited.
There's so many of my friends who have like just so much more of like a status to where they would go before me, yeah. before my ancestors, like, and I just, yeah.
Your
and
ancestors? They can't get in.
I'm just saying, like, before me and everyone who's going to come from any part
got
of
it.
Me.
Got it, got it.
And if they can't go, then, like, yeah, I'm not going.
It's going to be epic. I'm
it's going to
so
be
excited.
So epic. It'll be cool to watch, too.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Anywho, okay, so this is called How to Stop Craving Male Validation.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't get it like me, and then you won't crave it.
What's that?
You don't know what you don't have.
Why with the accent?
I don't know.
You don't know what you don't have.
Hey, girlies. First, I'd like to start off with the usual I love you guys, etc. I love that.
You know what? It really is a requirement now. You can't write us an email without complimenting us.
It is. Your genuine, easy relationship reminds me of my own friendship with my best friend, and I just find your podcast calming and grounding in general. I like to sit down to my Monday morning routine of Ash and Taryn with my breakfast. LOL. I love that. Mm-hmm. What are you eating right now? Okay. Now on to the issue I would really like to hear your thoughts and input on. This is something I've struggled with for a while now. Probably for years, and I've only come to realize it in the past few months or so. I feel like I've been having a lot of moments where I'm connecting current triggers, current behaviors, current habits, whatever, with like where they started. Like it's been really weird where I'm like, I'm looking back at my life or situations and I'm like, oh, like that trauma definitely is why I still seek this or do this. It's been really interesting. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think I crave male validation, but I also hate it. It's like a weird mixture of emotions with me. On one hand, I'm weirded out and disgusted. And then on the other hand, I get this happy little glow of confidence and pep in my step. It doesn't really make any sense, and the only thing I can think of is that we as women were and are programmed to naturally crave male validation because of the male gaze that it's just ingrained in us. For instance, a few months back, I was at a park just chilling on my laptop, headphones on in my own little world. All of a sudden, I hear someone talking to me. Confused, I look up, and there's this fully grown man saying, "Excuse me." When I proceeded to ignore him because, you know, stranger danger, he said, "Hi, I just want to let you know I think you're really beautiful." Then he left. I was so creeped out, but then I thought about it and it gave me a little glow. This is really concerning for me because I know I cannot base my self-worth on men because that's ridiculous and not going to bring me happiness or self-fulfillment. But for some reason, I can't shake this notion. Besides, it's superficial. We women are just so much more than our physical appearance. Looks change and evolve, and I cannot rely on this sense of confidence that stems from external sources. Anyways, this has been on my mind for a while now, and I feel weird bringing it up to my friends. So thanks for letting me rant. LOL. Sorry it's so long. That was, like, the shortest.
I know. I was like, that was so like concise and short. Size.
Yeah. Love, Anonymous. And then she sent a picture of her and her best friend, which I'll show you. I'll show you later. I love this.
Yeah, this is interesting.
I love the, like, I love, like, the detailed stories, but I also like when they're, like, these little topics of discussion, which, yeah. By the way, like, I feel like if you hesitate to write in because you're like, oh, my, what I have to say is too short, or I don't really have a story, I just have questions, like, nothing's off limits. Mm-hmm. So just want to throw that out there. This is a very interesting, or this was interesting for me to read because coupled with what she's concerned about, she also says all of the things that, like, you need to know to combat that.
Yeah.
So I think, like, it's so relatable because I think all of us, we, once we get to a point where we can actually identify and acknowledge a problem that we have, we usually know how to solve it, or we know the truth.
Yeah.
It's just learning how to create habits, create patterns to kind of, like, fight those tendencies and then be disciplined enough to, like, reinstate that. over and over again.
100%. I think with something like this, I think one, you're not alone.
Yeah.
I think anyone loves compliments. I think compliments are amazing and compliments do things to you. Oh my God. Yeah. I actually remembered in the middle of COVID when obviously I was dating no one and I had no male like interaction, let alone
whatsoever,
let alone validation.
Remember when my brothers came over towards like the end of COVID and me, you and Alicia were like, it is just so like, not even in a weird way, but we're just like, male energy.
Like men. That was great.
We haven't been around men in so long.
At that same time, I ran to the grocery store one time and I remember looking like, I mean, awful. I was in sweatpants, I had a mask, like my hair wasn't done. And a guy, this beautiful guy, like followed me out and was like, hey, I just want to let you know. I think I told everyone at the house, you too, Alicia. I was like, guys, because he complimented me and just said I was beautiful. And I needed that.
Yes.
And I don't think there's anything wrong in letting, like, I needed that compliment because it was a weird, dark time. I think what's crazy, and I think something that can be a little skewed is, especially with this mentality of, like, screw the patriarchy, we have trained ourselves to kind of, like, not need things from men. And to a degree, obviously, love.
Yeah.
You are independent. You are self-sufficient. You don't need a man. However, we love a good compliment. That just that's so good for you to get and to feel. It just shouldn't control you in any way.
That's what I was that's my
initial. Take the compliment.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be like you're trash without it. And it shouldn't feel like you're nobody without it. And if you get it, it shouldn't dramatically change how you view yourself. Like it should be like, "Oh, that felt nice."
Yeah.
But then, you know, move on with your life.
And I think there's a difference between basing your self-worth on something and then enjoying someone appreciating you and that like giving you a little like pep in your step or like internal glow, like she said. I always think about, like, for example, when I was like really struggling with just my body and how I felt, there were so many times we would, like, our friend group would be getting ready to go out for a girls' night, right? And I would spend so much time getting ready and doing my makeup and trying to pick a good outfit. But the whole time I'm like just tearing myself down and I'm like not being nice to myself. And then I would walk down and if no one complimented me, I was like, my entire night was destroyed. Mm-hmm. Like if I walked down the stairs and I heard like you being like, oh my God, Alicia, you look so hot. But like you didn't acknowledge something about me. Mm-hmm. I felt disgusting, and the whole night I'm like adjusting my clothes, I'm like checking my face, I'm trying to figure out how I can like bail to get out of there because I was just so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, I did not love myself at all. And so without someone else's validation, I was nothing.
Which is like a good like self-check to be able to be aware, like, oh my God, that's a red flag that it affected me so
much. Exactly. But if I would have walked down the stairs and you would be like, oh my God, Terry, you look so cute, I would have walked into the room at the most confident person in the world.
Wild.
And I think that's like so like relevant. And like you said, like it's a good self-check of when you feel yourself being like, I need someone else to say I look cute or I'm making the right choice or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you're not reaching within to get those things. You're seeking it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So for male validation to be what you base your self-worth off, it would have to be a point where you're like craving it to the point of like, I need to know I'm beautiful to men or I think I'm not beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not hearing that in the email.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that you like it and you're confused of like, should I like it or should I not? And I think there's nothing wrong with letting that put pep in your step. But on the flip side, if a guy were to ever be like, ew, you're gross, you would have to like not let that have weight on you either. So it's like, I think it's just finding a good balance of letting that be an extra like, someone gassing you up is cool.
I will take that compliment. Thank you.
Thank you. You know? And even if they're creepy, like the creepy wonky-eyed, you know, guy in the gas station parking lot, like be like, thank you, sir, and then walk away. Mm-hmm. But like you can still – there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, 100%.
Of needing it versus enjoying it.
Yeah, and I think where the tricky part comes with specifically male validation is the whole like daddy issues thing and like needing – some kind of confirmation from men that you're beautiful, that you're worthy, that you have value, that like X, Y, Z, whatever it is that you're, that you are lacking in your own self-love, you're like trying to get from them, or like you didn't get from your dad, or or you had a bad boyfriend experience and they never showed you this type of love, so you're looking for it like somewhere else. That's when you just have to like, I think it's really important to kind of do a self-check, a deep self-check, maybe quarterly.
Yeah, no, you know? Seriously.
Like, obviously, like, keep track of all things all times, but every once in a while you need to sit down and just be like, how am I doing? Let's take a look. And if you're noticing things like, oh, every time a guy did this, I like came alive. Or if you were in a real, if you were down bad because you didn't get any kind of guy validation at some point, then let's do a self-check and figure out why you don't value yourself in that way.
Or like the women who like, and we all know because it's so obvious. That's what's so funny is like when it's you, you think you're being so nonchalant, but like people watching are like, girl. You know, we all know the girls that you see them walk into a room and they're the way they're holding themselves, the way they're flirt, like they're seeking that attention. Mm-hmm. And there's times where it's like harmless. And then again, I think it's just measuring like what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, it really is all a balancing act. But I also think, I mean, I think even in healthy relationships, even if you're married, if a guy, if your husband never tells you you're beautiful and appreciates you, that weighs on you too. So, like, I don't think it's unhealthy to want those things. I think it's just, again, like we've said a billion times already, like, it's just finding that line of if you need that to feel beautiful, then there's restructuring that needs to happen.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with wanting male validation. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with even seeking it if you haven't gotten it in a while. It's how it shouldn't affect you dramatically in any way. That's kind of period. That's the end of the my thoughts.
It's the end of what I have to say. No, I think you're good. I think you have a very solid foundation, and I think you just need to like be easy on yourself for like enjoying it, and just restructure. But it sounds like anonymous, like everything you've said, like you know. Did I ever talk about the guy that? The homeless man that hit on me in Jack in the Box drive-thru line.
What? No.
So I had my window down, unfortunately, and because Charlie was with me, and he walks up and he's like, he asked for food. And so I was like, yeah, like, what would you like? I'll meet you on the other side. And so he like told me what he wanted to eat. And then he goes, you're so beautiful. And I was like, thank you so much. He's like, no, like you're really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was like, thank you. He goes, yeah, you should really like try to work for, and he said two like company names. Right away I was like, I don't think this is the compliment that I want. And then, so anyways, I was like, oh no, like I've never thought about working for them. Like I have a job, like whatever. And then he just said, I was like, okay, I'll see you on the other side. And then he's like, I love you. And I was like, okay, thank you. They were two porn companies. I'm not going to say the names because they are offensive. But I literally was like, he just straight up told me like,
you should get into
porn. But it was like
porn.
As if I was like, have you ever thought about being a therapist? Like you would be really talented at being a therapist. Like that's like the tone he had. And I just was like, I just remember sitting in the drive-thru by myself, like, I don't know how to feel about this conversation right now.
Well, yeah. Also, take what he says with a grain of salt. But, like, well, thank you, sir, for the lovely compliments.
I'll take that.
And making me feel beautiful today. I appreciate that. And, you know, we live and we learn and we take things from every aspect of life.
Sometimes we have to really sift.
Yeah.
To find the deeper meaning.
Comment was a hint of glitter that just, I'm sure, made you feel good, you know?
It did.
Thank
it
you.
It did. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Oh, shoot. Well,
good time.
You got to find the positivity, you know?
You really do.
Hey, guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's go ahead and get into my story. This one's a little lengthy, but in a good way.
Okay.
So let's get into it. This one is titled, Is All Hope Lost When Someone Cheats?
Ooh.
Let's go. Okay. Hi, girls. Here is my obligatory gush about how much I love you guys. Wow. I've been listening since the end of 2020, and I have not missed a single episode. You guys are my comfort pod, and I will admit, I am a gym listener. Fascinating.
You know, it is
you fascinating. You guys should all start a group chat.
Can we do a poll? I want to do. Mandy's in here. We love Mandy.
We love everyone. Mandy. Everyone give it up for Mandy.
Let's do a poll that says, like,
where do you listen?
Where do you listen? And then maybe we can do brackets of like, first we'll say, where do you listen? And like, they'll answer in question.
Yeah.
And then the top answers, we'll do brackets of like,
at the
gym. I feel like the
normal ones
are
gym, errands, house chores.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I feel like I've seen most people's comments.
Commute. That's where I listen to all my podcasts. But yeah, I'm so curious.
We need to know. The people need to know.
That's so interesting.
Anyways, continuing with the email. I usually pop on a pod when my motivation is low, but I'm trying to keep consistency with going. So it's like a distraction, sort of. Basically, depression hits equals pod while lifting to fill the void. I've never related to anything more, honestly. Anyways, I love you guys. Now let's get into my story. I have to give appropriate background info, so this may be long, but feel free to condense. And here's the best part. I feel like I said this a couple episodes ago, but the information.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are crushing it with the information. Yeah. It really helps so much knowing all of this stuff about you guys. She writes, my age is 20. Her name is Anonymous. And she is an Enneagram 2 Wing 1.
Okay.
But she's also tested for a 9, which is excellent because Taryn's a 2 and I'm a 9. So we got you.
We got you covered.
And she is located in Orange County, California.
OC.
So I have been with my boyfriend since I was 15, almost 16, and I'm now 20. Our 4.5 year anniversary would have been on January 6th.
Wait, I'm so sorry. They got together when she was 15, 16, and now she's 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
4.5 year anniversary would have been this past January 6th. He's my best friend, my first everything, and my literal rock. I have a colorful family life, and he's always been there for me. I was Mormon when we met, and he was my rock while I was leaving and was so supportive and has basically just been my person since I became a person.
Aww.
I am horrible, she writes in all caps, at communicating my feelings about anything and usually just clam up and hold it in, and then I blow up. Hello, 9.
I was going to say Ash.
That perfectly encompasses the Enneagram 9. So just pocket that. You should listen to, I don't know, I feel like I've said this so much before, but I feel like I haven't said it recently. There is the Enneagram songs. You can find it on anywhere that you listen to music. Just Google Enneagram songs. It'll pop up and you can find your song number 9.
Sleeping at Last.
It's incredible. And I feel like it'll really resonate with you.
Yeah.
She continues. He's helped me be more upfront and honest with how I feel. And the past year or so, I've made serious progress with him because of him. We've broken up once for about 2 months last year, and it was because we were doing long distance for 2 semesters while I was at school, and neither of us could cope very well. We got back together and have worked through those issues, and for the past year, everything has been literally so amazing. We were even supposed to move in with each other this past week. until all hell broke loose.
Uh-oh.
On New Year's Eve, he got into a pretty bad fight with my mom's boyfriend, which resulted in my mom and I getting in an even bigger fight where we both said some nasty things. I was sitting in my room the next day, New Year's Day, and my mom stormed in and said, "Oh, and just so you know, he cheated on you," and then left.
Her mom said this to her?
Yes.
How does she know?
Let's find out. She writes, "I immediately told him to come over so we could talk, and I confronted him, and he admitted he had made out with someone the week before Christmas and felt insanely guilty and told my mom's boyfriend's son about it," which is how my mom knew. So basically, everyone knew but me.
Oh.
I felt so stupid and obviously broke up with him. He was crying and took full responsibility and didn't make any excuses and apologized over and over, which I appreciated. But still, I ended it. He's now been profusely apologizing and taking responsibility and telling me that he knows I won't forgive him anytime soon, but that he hopes I can in the future because he still sees me as his future wife and mom to his kids. My only response to him was that I just needed time. Now, here's the advice part. I don't hate him. I know that I should, and I wish that I did, because I feel like it would make things a lot easier to let go, but I'm just sad and I just feel let down. I don't know if it's just too fresh and I'm in denial, but I can't say goodbye. I know I need time, and I'm not letting myself get back together with him anytime soon because I do need to heal, but is it dumb for me to have hope for the future? Part of me feels like I just have an unhealthy attachment to him because he's been my first everything and I don't know any better. Growing up Mormon too and then leaving, him being my first definitely means a lot to me. And I definitely feel a level of shame around that because although I'm no longer religious, I still value intimacy very highly. I am aware that I am only 20, but I just feel like there's hope. And am I wasting my time by stalling and healing to hold on to that hope? Then there's also the fact that my family hates him now, especially my sisters, and we're all super close and very protective. Who knows, maybe in 2 weeks I'll hate him and the idea of getting back together will repulse me, but this is just my call for help, I guess. Even if y'all don't read this, it felt so good to get it all out, so thank you. So she sent an update email with a quick little update that I feel like is imperative to the story.
What's the time length between the updates?
I think like a week or so.
Oh, okay.
Which makes sense because this would have been this past top of this month.
Oh, yeah, because she's in New Year's. Yeah.
So we're not that far behind. All right. Her update email says, "He came to pick up his things and we talked for 5 hours. He told me the whole story of what happened and it actually wasn't as bad as I had it played out in my head. He never slept with her and he hadn't been talking to her beforehand and hasn't talked to her since. I told him that I needed 3 months of zero contact to give myself time to focus on myself and be able to step away from the heavy emotions surrounding everything. And then after that time, we can reevaluate where we are and if we think there's still something there to fix. He was, again, very respectful and said that he was very grateful that he even had the opportunity for a conversation. Then because he was expecting a box thrown at him and a screw you, LOL. He didn't make any excuses for what he did, which I appreciated. He said that he'll wait as long as I need and that he'll be working on himself because he's ashamed of what he did and never wants to be that person again. He went to a session of therapy as well and said he's going to continue going weekly. I feel pretty at peace with where we ended our conversation and know that 3 months of no contact is going to be so hard, but I really do feel hopeful that if he continues to do what he says he's going to do and his actions reflect his words, that there is hope for the future. I would still love to hear your guys' thoughts because I don't know if I'm just being stupid and avoiding cutting him off or if I'm overthinking everything." The end. Anonymous. Drama, me, drama, me. Drama, drama, taking notes. Tearing over here. Tap, 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 tap.
No, I just was Googling something, but
I think first of all, there's a lot here. I think it is very important to take a moment and realize, one, you're a baby, you're 20, you have your whole life ahead of you. I think it's also super important to recognize that he is your first love, that you guys have been together for 4.5 years. That is so rare to have like an actual long relationship, especially at that age. So not only if you were to end things, not only are you are you breaking up with someone who's your like first love and all that stuff, but also breaking up with someone at that age, everything is just so much more emotional. Yeah. And he hooked up with a girl. It makes it better that they didn't have sex, but at the, it's still a hookup, and it's still cheating.
And then it was a random, like a random meeting, and that's it.
Which,
versus, like, it was someone from work. They had been talking for a while, flirting, grew into, like...
A quick little thing is one thing versus, like, this long, drawn-out lies on lies.
I just... it's so hard because I feel like... You know, I think me and Ash try to give as much of, like, a non-biased kind of, like, viewpoint when we give advice. But also, I think with specific things like this, you can only speak on how you would personally feel. And I know for me, who I am, I would have a very hard time recovering from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't... I don't know if I could get to it, but I think the only way to recover from cheating in a relationship, and I'm going to speak specifically on your part, Anonymous, because him, obviously, it sounds like he's willing to do the work and try to figure out why he did what he did and how to not repeat it, and that's great. And he's going to need to work on, obviously, like, his self-control and all that
100%,
stuff.
100%, yeah.
But what people don't think about is that the other person... If you're choosing to reconcile, your job is even worse, because the only way it can work is if you're able to forgive them and move forward. But a lot of times what happens is people get back together, and then the person who was cheated on, who rightfully those things keep coming up, holds that against the person for the rest of their life and is constantly, like, every argument, it's like, well, you cheated and you – so. It begins this, like, very unhealthy, toxic cycle.
Yeah.
And so I do think, and everything I've studied, and, like, to move forward, you both have to be willing to forgive and move forward and create, like, a new chapter of your relationship. And I think that's a lot harder for the person who was cheated on. And it's very unfair.
Yeah.
It's very unfair.
It really is. And I think it's really common for, and I've heard this so many times where people will be like, oh, well, at least it was just a kiss. It wasn't sex. And I feel like you even wrote that in the email somewhere, because I'm starting to think that from there. But it's still a violation of your guys' promise to each other. You still got cheated on. And it doesn't make it any worse or any better that it was just a kiss or not sex. Like, it's still a very traumatic thing that happened to you, and I don't want to, like, take away from that. I do believe people can change, and I've said this before on episodes in the past, but the age that you're at, people are changing a lot.
Yeah.
Like, whether you're a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter. That age frame, like, people are, you're wanting to experience things. You're figuring out what you believe in. You're trying to figure out what you stand for, what life's about. You're trying to figure out your career. You're looking at colleges. Like, it's such a transitional time. And I'm not trying to say this to make it feel like I feel for him, but, like, that's the age frame where people kind of have to figure their shit out. And I think if he isn't at a place where he's got it figured out, then maybe it's okay to kind of just take a break.
Yeah.
And let him figure it out on his own. And then, like, if you guys find each other again later in the future, awesome. But I wouldn't want you there and dealing with him figuring his shit out. I hope that made sense.
Yeah, no, I think it does. I think it's the whole relationship dilemma, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when you start to date a person, like, you don't get to just pick and choose what parts of that person you date. You're dating that whole person.
Including their flaws.
Yeah, so if they're going through things and they're figuring things out, like, unfortunately, you're going to get... you know, the stray bullets that come with being in a war zone. Uh-huh. Like, it's just what happens. And I think it's really going to have to be dependent. And I'm glad you said, because I personally usually am not a fan of, like, breaks unless they're done right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way that you're doing it is a right way to do it, because...
That's the perfect way to do it.
Yes, it's an extended amount of time. There's no contact, and being diligent with that. And it's... both parties doing their individual work mm-hmm. without a like set outcome, because mm-hmm. it's not like, oh, well, if you can do this, this, and this, then maybe when we meet back up together, we'll get together. Because then even if that person does those three things, well, obviously they're going to do it because they want to get you in the end. And you just told them how to get you. Yeah. Like, so here, I think there's
do this and you'll get me.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's a very like, it's good the way that you're doing it. And I would be very diligent to do that, mm-hmm. To like do the full 3 months with no contact. But the other thing I was going to say is, like, I think in this time for you, you've got to figure out, like, one, are you able to forgive him and move forward? Two, making sure that you are not letting any of what he did reflect on how you value yourself. Yeah. Because what he did has absolutely nothing to do with you mm-hmm. and everything to do with, like, whatever he had going on. Yeah. So I think a lot of times people who get cheated on start to self-reflect and say, like, well, obviously I wasn't enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't giving him everything physically he needed, or maybe he just got over me. Like, I need to be more exciting. Mm-hmm. Like, and you start to get in a spiral where you diminish yourself mm-hmm. and then basically convince yourself that you deserved it, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of people go back. And
which
then
is such
get
a
repeatedly
cliche thing to yeah. do. Unfortunately, men cheating is a phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's a thing that happens. And I'm not saying all men are like this, but there is a reputation, like, for a reason. And there's also a reputation for women to just yeah. constantly brush it under the rug,
yeah.
take it on themselves that they weren't good enough, and then try to fix it.
Yeah.
But then eventually you'll hate them.
Yeah.
You'll years down
or
the road,
yourself.
You'll hate him. Like, you, yeah. you will resent having to do all of that for him, and it's going to come out at some point. So what I love that, and I want to just back up what Taryn is saying, is I feel like you're handling this really well. I feel like the parameters that you put down are really good. If you guys do end up getting back together, I think setting the bar high for this one is important for the rest of your future, yeah. like making it very clear that this is unacceptable and there are consequences for your actions, instead of sweeping it under the rug, because we're all like dogs when it comes to this kind of stuff. Like, we'll see what happens and if we can get away with it, whether yeah. you're doing it subconsciously or consciously, like, you take mental note of that. So it's important to take this very seriously. But I actually think what you guys have in play is really good. I love that he's going to therapy. I love that you guys are taking a break. I love that you are still giving yourself an out after the 3 months, not yeah. guaranteeing that you'll get back together.
And I think it is a long road of, like, figuring out patterns, and you're going to have to deal with, because, I mean, like, I was looking up, because just articles on, because you know how it's like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Like, we've mm-hmm. heard that forever, mm-hmm. right? And this specific study was saying that people who cheat on a partner are 3 times more likely to cheat in a next relationship.
Oof.
So I think that's something to be aware of. 3 times. So that's something to be aware of, like, him doing the work to figure out how this cannot happen. But this is even more fascinating. But people who have been cheated on are 4 times more likely to suspect a partner of cheating in their next relationship. Mm-hmm. So it just goes to show how invasive that break of trust is,
yeah.
and how it has lasting effects. So that's why I'm saying it's so incredibly unfair. But unfortunately, the partner who was cheated on has so much work to do to make sure that, one, they don't transfer those insecurities to a next person mm-hmm. And assign blame to someone who wasn't involved in, like, what hurt you. Mm-hmm. But also, if you choose to be with that person, not holding that on them forever and trying to, like, move forward to have, like, it's almost like if you guys choose to get together, it has to be a new relationship. Like, yeah. you guys broke up and everything that happened in the past has to be in the past. And then how do you build a strong relationship yeah. moving forward?
Yeah, you can't forgive them 70%.
Yeah.
You can't. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to you. It's not gonna be a good relationship.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to let him have it.
Yeah.
Express everything. Try to articulate what you can. If you are a 9 and you have a hard time with that, write a letter. I would sit down and write a a nasty worded email and just get it all off your chest as quick as possible. And don't shield him from your emotions. Like, let him fully feel what he did. Give that to him. Let him sit with it. And then when you chat, like, 3 months down the road, you'll know how you feel.
It's huge that he's going into therapy. I will I will give him that, for him to recognize, I don't know why I did what I did, and I want to figure out why. Like, that's huge. And I think moving forward, I mean, all of the things that he says he's going to do would be, like, requirements for me if I did choose to move forward with someone. But, yeah, I just feel, ugh, my heart breaks for you because
I know.
I can't imagine, like, the amount of emotions you're going through right now.
Ugh. I thank you so much for writing in. This is such, unfortunately, it's such a common thing to happen. And I think it's important for people to talk about it in this way and just show that, one, it is common, and two, you don't have to sweep it under the rug and pretend like everything's fine and perfect. It's better to just get it out in the open.
Also, and I know this sounds like I'm trying to be funny, but, like, I'm not. I, ever since, like, Beyonce, Rihanna, Cardi B, the freaking Kardashians, ever since watching all these rich, powerful, beautiful,
successful,
top of their industry women get cheated on with these, like, Instagram models, like, it weirdly, like, made me feel like, if they do, if I do, I'm not going to take it as personal. Like, it's just, something is broken in the brains of people who cheat. So, and they've got to get that fixed. But, like, that's not a reflection of me. Like, if it ever came to that, knock on wood. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like, especially, I mean, at her age, at 20, 100%. But even just a few years ago, I feel like divorce, being cheated on, those, like, messy relationship things would have been, like, the worst possible thing to happen to me. And something about growing older, I've really found, like, I feel like my footing and knowing that I will be okay no matter what. And whether it works out or not, if I end up getting married and then divorced down the road, like, it's not the end of the world. If he cheats on me, yes, it's devastating, but it's not the end of the world.
Well, and at the end of the day, they're the ones that are losing because they're losing you.
Yeah.
So, and they're the ones that are going to have the path that they have, knowing they lost this perfect person because of their mistakes. Yeah. And, like, you'll move on and find something, like, bigger and better. You know?
And I'm not saying I'm lowering the bar thinking that that might happen because the bar is still very high and he has to make sure that he exceeds that bar.
Also, he will be murdered by your best friend. So
Take it or leave it. The bar is still set very, very, very high. But I have learned that I will be okay no matter what. And I think a good portion of that is talking to people. Yeah. So I don't know if you have talked to anyone else about this besides us. I know your family life is a little difficult, and it sounds like your sisters already hate him. If there is a friend or someone who had an outside perspective that you can chat with, that'd be great. If you decide to go to therapy, I think that'd be very helpful, having someone who doesn't already have feelings towards him to get it off your chest. But I love what you're doing, and I vote you keep doing you.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
Well, give us an update in 3 months.
Yeah, we'll be expecting an email.
I'm going to set my calendar.
But God, thank you so much for writing in.
Okay, let's end with some dad jokes.
Let's do it, Taryn. Let's do it.
If two vegans get in an argument, is it still considered a beef?
It's tofu.
No, that's the end.
I know.
I thought you were, like, guessing the... Anyways, okay. You have a dad bod.
Wait, what?
Okay. You have to help me with this. You're going to tell me, hey, you have a dad bod.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Hey, you have a dad bod.
I like to think of it more as a father figure.
Stupid. I think, you know what, I don't like that one.
The other one was great.
Guys, if you made it to the dad joke, you already know we love you the mostest. Follow us on our socials. We have a rockin' Instagram. We have a TikTok. We have YouTube if you want to watch us while we talk and not just hear our beautiful voices, also, but see our beautiful faces.
Help your girls out, because Ash is trying to get to 1 million followers. I'm trying to get to 100,000, so Legos will work with me.
I'm never going to hit 1 million.
You are. How dare you?
I have been plummeting okay. for a year.
Well, all this to say, if you're listening, send our Instagrams to all of your friends. Be like, oh my gosh, you'll love these girls.
Do us a solid.
We're trying to get Yeah, we're trying to
reach
our
grandma,
own.
Get your uncle, get your cousins,
not
get
your
everyone.
Creepy uncle. Actually, sure, why not?
We'll take you. Know, I love again getting, with the validation. Like, we'll take the follow.
I got two more offers to be a sugar baby.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
When's it gonna happen?
I don't know. He said my allowance would be $5,000 a week, which
a week
I'll do.
He's rich, rich.
But also, I'm scared of everyone.
Weekly?
So, yeah.
What do you got to do?
I don't know. I didn't respond to find out, but
that's expensive.
Every day I'm getting
like you
closer
put in
and closer to responding. Every day.
Vote if Darren should respond or not.
Is it illegal?
You know what? I feel like you should just respond for podcast content.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll just see where this goes.
Okay.
We don't have to commit to anything, but we just got to see where it goes.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great.
Tune in next time. Just kidding. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening and making it to the dad joke. We love you the most. And talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.